Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know. Presented by Patrick A. Heller, Owner Emeritus and Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. Last Wednesday, the U.S. Treasury Department's Office of Financial Research delivered its annual report to Congress. This report faced an almost total news blackout. So, it is up to me to tell you what is really happening in America. This document names credit risk as one of the top three financial stability dangers facing the U.S. economy this year. It is a combination of slowing worldwide growth and falling energy and commodity prices that, quote, has diminished the ability of multinational companies and firms in the energy and commodity industries to repay their debts, unquote. Corporate debt has risen to levels before last decade's Great Recession. Non-financial corporations now hold about $4.7 trillion of debt. Much of this is owned by pension funds and insurance companies. Even though the regular media isn't telling you, corporate profits are declining. This impairs the ability of companies to repay their debts. This Treasury report states that these factors, quote, are hallmarks of the late state of the credit cycle, which typically precedes a rise in default rates, unquote. A lot of financial problems involve the energy industry. Last month, Fidel Geit, a senior energy analyst at Oppenheimer & Co., told CNBC that half of all shale oil drillers could go bankrupt by the end of this year. Not just the energy industry is exposed to debt repayment problems. Banks that have loaned to them are also at risk. In their latest quarterly reports, banks with major loans to energy companies only added small amounts to their bad debt reserves. For example, Wells Fargo Bank, with $17 billion of loans to the energy industry, only increased its bad debt reserves for this sector by less than one-half of 1%. It is for this reason that the Office of Financial Research stated, quote, the ultimate magnitude of losses in these industries and regions is uncertain, unquote. Now that the Federal Reserve and Treasury Department are on record admitting that the U.S. economy is shaky, shouldn't you take steps to ensure your wealth with physical gold and silver? That's it for now. Tune in again next time for more things you know that just aren't so, and important news you need to know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, Owner Emeritus and Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Thank you for listening.
This is a paid advertisement. The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WILS or McDonald Broadcasting.